Hey, Quint, when you said your staff thing would keep Jack and June safe, what did you mean exactly?
Don't know, actually. I was just feeling myself in the moment. It was heat of the battle talk. Also, it's not a staff thing. It's a conjurer's cane.
But what did you actually learn from Yersal?
Dirk asks as he vaults over a crushed sunglasses kiosk and dodges a fallen Vote for Ghost banner. It was mostly conceptual, Quint says. The big ideas. You see, the conjuring done by those from the monster dimension is not all that different from science in our dimension.
That conceptual junk better be good for fighting, because fighting is about to happen,
Dirk says. Then he shuts up so he can just run. At this moment, Quint and Dirk are speeding through the Millennium Super Mall. Their destination? The parking garage. Why? Because that's where the Bone Howler, loyal servant of the villainous Thrall, is headed. A battle awaits. And it's crucial the battle goes well, because the Bone Howler's goal is a vile one. Stop the mall's monster residents from escaping by any means necessary. Yep, the Bone Howler is bad news. Scream!
We gotta hurry!
Dirk barks as he catches a flash of movement outside. Through a gash torn in the mall's side, he spots the charging Bone Howler.
It's gonna be at the parking garage soon! Quint, please tell me Yersal gave you, like, a tutorial for how to beat this dude?
Maybe, Quint says nervously. Possibly? Reader, she did not. Dirk races up a broken escalator, taking the steps three at a time, and Quint follows. Their sneakers squeak and squeal as they speed inside a lid store. There, a broken window gives them a view of the parking garage, and the fractured pavement and train track graveyard beyond. Carapaces! Quint cheers, pointing to the garage. The evacuation is underway! Sure enough, three of the crab-like creatures scurry out of the garage's exit tunnel. Atop each carapace is a car or truck, the carapace's shell, and inside each shell vehicle are monsters, the residents of Mollusk City. Soon another carapace scuttles out of the tunnel, then another and another, until dozens are marching out of the garage, out onto a hunk of uprooted parking lot concrete. It looks like the world's most bizarre homecoming parade.
And look who's leading the getaway,
Dirk says, grinning. Johnny Steve, the newly elected mayor of Mollusk City, hurries alongside the carapace caravan, directing the escape. Or attempting to. This way, citizens. I, your mayor, will lead you to safety.
You're pointing to a brick wall, Johnny Steve.
Right now, Quint and Dirk are clueless to the state of the battle raging inside the mall. They only know their best friends, Jack and June, are locked in a desperate battle with Thrall. But here, at least, everything is going according to plan. Until...
Pashoom! Pashoom!
The sound of bone crashing against concrete, pounding hooves. Here it comes! Quint says. And then, the Bone Howler explodes into view. The evil beast is a nightmare of vine and skeleton.
All right then, Dirk says, drawing his sword. No matter what, we don't let that thing reach the carapaces. We're too close to victory.
Quint replies, I'm not certain that fleeing in fear counts as victory.
We're fighting an other-dimensional skeleton army, Dirk says. I count another 10 seconds of breathing as a win.
Let's aim for 15, Quint says. And with that, Dirk cries,
Hang on, drooler!
And jumps. He hits the ground hard, landing squarely in the path of the charging Bone Howler. Dirk's hand flashes, and his sword, dripping with ultra slime, slashes upward.
Hey, drooler, watch how your old man slays a beast!
Slice!